the God whose mercy is pronounced, whose kindness is for clear, Muhammad, may Allah's mercy be on him, that he was the messenger of God, was so very clear that there was no doubt whatsoever in the minds of the people to whom the message was delivered directly, that he indeed was the messenger of God. There is no other person after him who could make any such claim whatsoever. The Quran has given so many evidences of the fact that Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's mercy be on him, was an eagerly awaited prophet for the people who knew religion or who had the knowledge and information about religious texts. We, the Muslims, who now read the Quran, are waiting for no one who is to come as the messenger from God. And that in itself is such a clear evidence of the fact that nobody is going to come. It is not because we are biased. It's not because we are emotionally disinclined towards believing a new prophet. It's simply because of the fact that there is nothing whatsoever mentioned in the Quran that would support the possibility of a new prophet coming to this world. Let us have a look at some of the verses which positively mention the fact that Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's mercy be on him, was awaited by the people at the time when he arrived and made the claim that he was a messenger of God. There are a number of passages in the Quran. One of them is in Surah Al-An'am, which is the sixth surah of the Quran. Verse 20 says, "Allazina atainahumul kitab," people whom we gave our book, "yarifunahu," they recognize him, "kama yarifuna abnahum," the same way as they would recognize their own sons. His claim to prophethood was so clear that the Quran says that the people of the book knew him quite as clearly as they knew their own sons. Allazina khasiru anfusahum, the one who wronged their souls, fahum la yu'minun, they are not going to believe in him. That is, those who do not believe in prophethood of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's mercy be on him, at the time when it was being revealed, his message was delivered, they were the ones who were criminals, who deliberately rejected his claim. They were not people who deserved to believe in him. Likewise, in the subsequent surah, Surah Al-A'raf, the seventh surah, the Almighty mentions in verse 157 the Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, was somebody who, الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّيَّ الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاتِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. He is the one whom they find, whose mention written before them in Torah, Torah and Injil, the Gospels. That is, the mention of the Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, is there in the earlier books written. And people who knew the book or the earlier books, they actually could read the mention of the Prophet in those books. And in another surah, the 61st surah, Surah As-Saff, the Almighty mentions in verse 6 that Isa alayhi salam, Jesus Christ, he came and he made this statement, "Is qala Isa ibn Maryam." Remember the time when Jesus, the son of Mary, said, "Ya Bani Israel, O people of or children of Israel, inni rasulullahi ilaykum, I am the messenger of Allah sent towards you, musaddiqan lima bayna yadayya minat tawrat. I have come as a result of the good news given about me in Torah, wa mubashshiran bi rasulin, and I have come to give the good news of a messenger, ya'ti min ba'di, who is going to come after me, ismuhu Ahmad, whose name is going to be Ahmad." That is, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose other name was Ahmad, was somebody who was prophesied in the earlier books and prophesied by Jesus Christ alayhi salam. Of course, the name of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's mercy be on him, Ahmad, is also well known, and he was known by both names. The claim of the Ahmadis about their proclaimed or alleged prophet is Ghulam Ahmad. It is not Ahmad. And of course, there is a huge difference between the two expressions. Therefore, one can conclude that if God sends a messenger to a certain people, those people already know him, at least the ones who are religiously guided and informed. And because of their religious understanding of the earlier texts, they also guide other people living along with them, their contemporaries, that a new messenger is about to come. There is no such mention in the Quran about anyone else to come. Quite different is the case in our scenario, wherein we have the mention in the Quran that no further prophets are going to come, because Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's mercy be on him, is Khataman Nabiyyin, and as such, he is the one who has become the seal of the prophets, who has completed, and he has put the seal of completion on the bottle or on the parcel or the packet which contained the messages of the earlier messengers. And therefore, no further prophets are awaited by the people who read the Quran and who believe in its message. May God Almighty enable us to understand the message of the Quran properly, and may He enable us to follow it to the best of our abilities.